Welcome to the detail. That's dude, that like you gotta shorten up that
that out. You want me to do 30 seconds?
I mean, it's like seems like it takes forever for it to trail out and then come on to us from the end of the song. Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is
Alex. You want to do it to yourself, all right? Jesus fuck. I'll be here criticizing my motherfucking shit.
Listen, man, I'm going to have to put a stop check on that paycheck for you.
I fucking hire somebody else. I don't even get paid.
How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm done. I'm going to go on strike like the fucking writers in Hollywood.
Yeah. Go right ahead. We'll probably jump up in listeners. No, I'm kidding. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Well, I mean, I was good until you fucking started talking shit. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm good, I guess. It's, I don't know, man. It's Wednesday. We're on the podcast, man. It's time to chuckle it up, do a little discussion. Hopefully, I think we've got a good topic tonight. Do what?
So you should be in a good mood because we got numbers where we're, what, 400 away from 100K?
Yeah, 99.6.
Yeah, you should be happy.
Yeah, we'll be we'll probably be there by Friday.
I hope so.
Hopefully, maybe. Yeah. All right, so website?
Yes, sir.
Cool website, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. It's coolest in the whole industry. Partially because it's ours, man, and that's where you can find wherever to follow us, wherever to watch us, wherever to listen to us. We also have our awesome preferred vendor page, which I mean, let's face it. I mean, if you can't get just about anything in the industry from our vendors, then I don't know where to tell you else to go to, because it covers everything: chairs, websites, towels, compounds and polishes,
chemicals,
a whole slew of stuff that Car Supplies Warehouse carries.
Yeah.
And you
get a discount from us.
You get a discount. We save you a little bit of money. In return, you'll go spend some money. Our vendors will spend some money with us. Hopefully, we bring you that funny. Hashtag money, money, funny, right?
Oh, you got to do this when you say it from now on.
I do. I do it down low so it's off camera. No.
Hashtag money, you got to do it so everybody sees it.
I've done it since the beginning. I always do it. Okay. You just can't see it. I'm doing it.
Go under the table. Hashtag little conspicuous hashtag.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, no, I think that's ever since he started doing all this editing for the podcast, it's
he
calls me up and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, fucking pissed off, man. Shit's not doing what I wanted to do. And I'm like, all right, bro, I'll call you later.
And I'll be wanting to beat the shit out of my
your laptop,
my phone, yeah, my fucking tablet, my video camera. Sometimes I just want to take my mic and throw it against the wall.
On the website, we also have a merch store. And you just came out with some new merch for the podcast. It's not going to be on the merch store because Jason did it. And it's
just worth putting on the website, to be fucking honest.
It is.
It's much easier if you just contact me, give me your size, give me money and your address, and I'll give it to you.
For any of our wrestling fans, Jason came up with some pretty cool wrestling themed WWE, like old, like kind of the older school. Well, not the old school,
attitude but, generation, bro.
Yeah. A little NWO tribute and a little Austin 316 tribute. So,
what does Alex 316 stand for?
Fuck them rockers,
buddy. Because Alex Russell said so.
That's right. And that's the bottom line.
Crush a beer now. Go crush a beer.
We are live on YouTube and Facebook as always. Jason hasn't pulled the plug on YouTube yet, so we're still streaming to YouTube.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it still.
Yeah, so we are. So if you want to see our channel, it's the Detail Solutions Podcast on YouTube. Jason's been putting up all those little shorts that he does, plus all our, not all of them, but since we've started doing the restream thing, those, the lives have been on there. We're also halfway to the 1,000 on TikTok. The Detail Solutions Pod is our TikTok account. Please go follow us. Like I said before, I don't even care if you watch the videos. I don't care if you heart them. I don't care if you comment on them. Just want to get to 1,000.
I want you to comment on them because I want to feel the love on that.
Yeah, Jason wants to feel love on it because it is his, pretty much his shorts and whatnot. I just want to go live. Something new that we're going to do, we're going to take advantage of this email address that I made a friggin' million years ago. Mm-hmm. I kind of gotten to the point now where I don't want to say I've talked to everybody that I've wanted to talk to, but it's getting harder now for me to kind of think of people and everything. So if you want to be a guest on the Detail Solutions Podcast and make my life a whole lot easier, email us at detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com. Let me know who you are, how to get a hold of you, and dude, it'll just make my life easier. I'll be able to, grab people and throw them on Fridays for the Q&As, or hell, if we've got a good topic and we're looking for somebody, and I can go to that hopefully have a Rolodex little black book list of detailers. So again, that's detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com. And then please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button anywhere you are listening to us. We would love that. We'd also love a 5-star review. And if you're listening to us on Apple, please write a review. That would be the fun part. All right. I was just reading your message there. Let's go pay some bills and we'll come back with Aaron and talk a little hate towards brands. We'll be back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Like, in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah. So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft. And I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper is giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
And we're back with Aaron Allen. How you doing, buddy?
What up? How's it going, guys?
Good, man. Good. Real quick, Jason, answer your question. I see everything in the chat that I see on my phone, so I don't know if it's messing up for you.
Yeah, it ain't coming in for me.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, fix your shit over there.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna beat the shit out of it.
So, Aaron, man, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. Just trying to stay busy and not sweat to death in this freaking heat.
Oh, dude, I
where do you
I can't even talk about it anymore, man. I guess
Kansas. Hey, it was like 111 yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Midwest gets it brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, it was so hot this morning. Lobato called me And he's like, "What are you doing, man?" I was like, "Dude, you know, just sweating my ass off, living the dream." He's like, "That wet dream, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah, dude." I was like, "He's like, but not the good one, right?" I was like, "Exactly, not the good one."
Jesus. Oh Lord.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes, dude. You didn't change your little sign back there. Still says.
Well, I don't care. It's still 3 years. Yeah. What am I gonna put up there? Gingers for life?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
All right, gentlemen. So the question tonight, or the topic tonight, is why is there so much hate towards certain brands? And the way that I kind of was thinking about this is, you know, there's so much, you know, in obviously Facebook, because it's, you know, the most toxic place in the planet. But there's just so much that goes on where there's, you know, so much hate or bashing or shit talking because somebody uses brand A over brand B, or maybe it's not a cool, flashy brand, or maybe it's not a more popular brand. And, you know, to me, I wrote it in the description. To me, it kind of reminds me very much of high school, right? Like if you weren't wearing the cool clothes, you know, you got made fun of and things like that. And what I wanted to kind of discuss is like kind of why. I mean, most of all these products, save for a few, because I know I'm going to get the people who be like, "Not our product. We make it ourselves." You know, most of them are made in the same fucking like three blenders. You know, it's just different labels.
Sounds like Alex has a little insider information that he's probably, you know, share. Share it with us.
Listen, man, we all know this shit all comes from the same place. I say it all the time. Same shit, different bottle, man. So that's what I wanted to talk. That's what kind of what I wanted to discuss. And so whoever wants to jump in first, man. I know Jason's got a fucking...
Whoa. Don't hype me up. I don't need a hype man. Aaron has the floor.
Well, you're getting hyped. I want to see what you got. Ooh, man. Alex is making it seem like you had a ton.
Okay. All right. What do you got? We'll start. I'll start. Jesus, motherfucking Christ. So why detailers hate brands? Or why is there hate towards brands?
By
so,
Jason Bruno.
Yeah. Right? So complete honesty, man. Sometimes it's just dipshit owners. Detailers or salespeople representing these companies who don't know dick about the products but try to sound like they do, which turns people off. Because, like, detailers aren't stupid. Like, you can see through bullshit. They can see when a salesman is being a fucking salesman, and they don't like it. Honesty and transparency. Some of these brands don't have it, and I think that's a legit reason not to like a brand, but, I mean, to each his own.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, you know, like everything else, I mean, you know, every detailer, well, not every detailer, because a lot of them bitch about somebody down the street, but most people are always, you know, they're always trying to play off that whole, like, there's enough meat on the bone for all of us, right? Like, why do we gotta, like, you know, hate on everything? And even when you talk to brand manufacturers or representatives or whatever, I mean, they get it too. You know, they're like, look, there's enough detailers out there for all of us to survive. And I think that's the same, you know, in your cabinet shelf. You know, you might like product A, you know, because it's a great window product. You know, you've never had a streak in your life or whatever, but it might not be the most flashy, cool, you know, whatever product. And somebody, you know, ends up shitting on you because of it or whatever. And that's where, you know, I think there's a place for all this stuff. And if it works for you, it works for you. And that's good. I just don't know why we have to, you know, I don't know. I'm gonna pull out the Rodney King. Can't we all just get along? Can everybody love everybody?
No,
you know?
Because people are fucking idiots. They're just dumb. That's what it comes down to, man. And you know, if you're being offended by it, then so be it. You're probably one of the dumb ones anyway.
Yeah.
But like, people are just some people are just too stupid, and they just get easily influenced by other idiots who just talk shit about a brand because Joe Schmo down the street said something that, you know, he's like, "Oh yeah, I agree with that." Yeah, that product sucks. The blind leading the fucking blind.
I get you.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that will hate on someone just to feel like they fit in with everyone else. It's like it happens a lot. You see it with tons of different brands. And it's like, I swear, 90% of the people who bash on one that I know no one actually uses, F11, it's used a lot. But it's like, but thing is I guarantee 90% of people that even bash on them have never even used the product ever.
Right.
I have.
And so it's like, I have too.
But you know what the flip side of that is? The people who own F11
love it.
Don't give a fuck what us detailers say.
Their marketing is freaking
They're laughing
amazing.
All the way to the bank. These fucking detailers don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
I think a lot of people who do say something about F11, it's like I take it as fun, as having fun with it, because like when I was at Cormie's shop for a week, you know, we had our fun with F11 and came out with F12 or something like that. And
no, it was F10.
F10 bottom coat. Like that, like when somebody's like making a joke or a spoof on the product, I really don't take that as a hate. I take it as a, like, we don't even take it serious enough to hate on it.
Yeah.
No, for sure. So Cam's got a good, this is Cam.
Oh, yeah, Cam, baby.
Cam's got a pretty good point, you know, that people hate on brands most of the time because the brands lie or mislead. And shitty installers like as well. And you're right. I mean, listen, I mean, you know, we're not chemists, right? So, I mean, how do we know what really is, you know, going to work or not work or whatever, right? So you're taking, you know, and I think it kind of follows the line of the whole telephone game, right?
Yep.
So the chemist makes something. And then he goes, okay, it does this, right? And he tells whoever, right? And then they tell the marketing department. And then the marketing department goes out and tells the salespeople. And the salespeople are out telling the detailers. And then the detailers are out telling the clients. Somewhere along the line, I'm sure this product became either super powered or water, you know?
So Alex, at what point did it reach that mark? Was it at the seller's
As soon as it left the chemist's lips, it became something completely different because again, I don't, the chemist from, I mean, and this kind of goes back to listening to people like John and Patterson and those guys, right? Like when they talk to the chemist, it's like in a different language, right? And you got to try to like dumb it down or figure it out in layman's, right? So if the chemist is just like, you know, atoms, neutrons, electrons, whatever, right? And you know, the guy he's telling it to is like, oh, there's a butterfly flying around here. Oh, what? Okay. You know, hydron collider. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I got you. You know, whatever. You know,
like, I just want to everybody to know that this is your Aquatech sales rep.
Yeah. Exactly. Dude, I... But I sell off of my personal experience.
Look, man, I'm just, it was just a perfect
opportunity. I know you are. I know you are. Yeah. Asshole. I'm out. I got nothing else to say. I'm fucking, somebody say something.
Well, there are a lot of products out there that we know are just rebottled of something else.
Yeah.
And then typically it's just overhyped afterwards. And it's like, I don't find anything wrong with people rebottling something and labeling it as their own, as long as they're still being truthful as to what it truly is.
Right.
And not just overhyping the shit out of it, trying to claim it as some miracle thing. It's like, there's like products labeling. It's like, There's a detail supply store about 2 hours south of me that has their own bottled products, and me and another detailer ended up figuring out what at least half of the products really were. And one of them was a Technician's Choice ceramic detail spray. We ended up figuring it out. And then there were a couple other products that we just figured out what they were just because, like, my friend happened to have the actual product on his shelf, and he's like, this is behaving a lot like this. Smells like it, looks like it, and everything. And then literally squirted them both out onto the table. It's like, it's the same shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, like, I'm glad that you said what you said about, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter because, you know, as long as they're telling the right thing, because that's the thing, right? Like, does it really matter, you know, what the label is, as long as the thing inside the bottle is represented right and does what it's supposed to do? Does the bottle really matter? I mean, like, I kind of think of it as like, you know, you don't ever really know it until you get older, right? But like the Walmart brand aspirin is the exact same shit as Excedrin, but like $4 cheaper a bottle, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, you know, like at what point do you go like, well, no, I'm buying it from paying $4 more because it says Excedrin on it versus I'm going to spend $4 less because it has, you know, the Walmart logo on it or whatever. And I feel like that for, and again, I'm going to say this because a lot of people are going to be like, no, it's not the same. Yes, there are certain products that, you know, maybe not, but, you know, for the most part, your tire shines, your window cleaners, your soaps, you know, things like that. I mean, what does it matter what the label is on it or where it came from or whatever, you know? I think those are the things you should be more efficient with, and who cares if the brand might not be a popular brand, but it's a cheaper alternative.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, there's nothing wrong with using the cheaper stuff. It's all that matters is your client actually happy with your result? It's exactly. Like, other than that. Yeah. Are they happy with the result, and are they happy with the price they're paying to achieve that result?
Right.
If they're happy with those, then who the fuck, man? Why does it matter what you're using?
Yeah.
Well, and I rebuttal that real quick.
I do get
what y'all saying, and I think that does, and I know you kind of covered it with you know, saying the basic chemicals as far as like, you know, window cleaner, tire cleaner, wheel cleaner, all that stuff. But I will say, like, sticking in that realm, there are some products like APCs and some window cleaner, some are better than others, are better than the cheaper brands. Because I mean, some cheaper brands, you know, may be good, but there are ones that are more expensive that do better.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. Let's say one example I can say, some people might use one product or the other, whatever. I'm not promoting either. I don't actually use either one anymore, but let's say Purple Power versus Super Clean.
Mm-hmm.
For a gallon, Super Clean is like almost double the cost of Purple Power. And there's a reason why, too. It's way the hell stronger than Purple Power. It's like by a long shot.
Yeah.
But they're both all-purpose cleaners. And granted, the dilution ratio you dilute it to, it will decide on what you can use it on.
Yeah.
And it's like, granted, I'm pretty sure you probably won't have to dilute Purple Power anywhere near as much as you would have to dilute Super Clean to be able to clean an interior with it. But if you need something that's just strong and will work fast, sometimes you got to pay more for that shit.
Right. And that's what I mean. Like, you know, there are going to be some out there that, yes, you know, are, you do need to go with the more expensive option. Right. And again, it falls down to kind of like, you know, everything, right? Like, you go buy a pair of Levi's and pay a shit ton of money for them because now they're super expensive, Or you go by the Walmart knockoffs and like after two washes, they're ripping apart at the, you know, at the seams kind of thing. So, I mean, there is that, you know, you do have to kind of find, you know, that, I guess, where the better quality, you know, you're going to pay more and things like that. I mean, I always think about it like, you know, I mean, everybody always kind of shits on Simon Ice in this industry, you know, because it's mainly a car wash, you know, dealership brand and things like that. But dude, there's a lot of things that I buy from Simon Ice because it's fucking cheap and who cares? It's a car wash soap, right? Simon Ice probably makes car wash soap better than anybody else. You know what I mean? Think about all the car washes it's in, you know, like you want a foaming soap, you want something that cleans real good. And I can buy a 5 gallon of it for like the price that I'll buy a bougie, you know, gallon of somebody's soap that, I mean, let's face it, car wash soap is car wash soap, right? Like,
yeah, and when half of it's going to end up on the ground anyway.
Right, you know, tire dressing, the same thing. I could buy a 5 gallon of tire, you know, water-based tire dressing or interior dressing or whatever for, you know, same price or less than I'm going to pay for a gallon of, you know, bougie stuff. So, yeah, I mean, that's where I think, like, you know, I think maybe detailers should maybe look at it and you know, before maybe you hate on somebody or you hate on a brand or something like that, you look at it and go like, well, you know, maybe this is a better option for me because of price or because of volume or because it's something I don't need a super expensive product to do.
Or how often you're actually going to use it or something.
Right.
I'd say if someone is going to be polishing all the freaking time, then yes, get a Rupes or a Flex or something that. But if you're not really going to have cars to polish like at least once a week or something like that, get something that's a lot cheaper. Get
get the Harbor Freight deal.
Yeah, get the Harbor Freight one, man.
Slinging and swears by or whatever.
Especially if you're only going to do like maybe one car a month for polishing, it's like, shit, it'll work. That's what I started with. Very first Chicago Electric polisher I ever bought, which was the first polisher I ever bought back in 2018. The thing still works. Works great.
Yeah.
Never had any problems with it.
I wanted to throw this up because shout out to Chris Arcana from Dr. Beasley's checking us out. More expensive by volume is not necessarily more expensive per service. There are products that offer great efficiency, and then you followed it up with that translates to lower cost per service. So, you know, yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's just being smart, I think. And then let's see. Then he follows it up with the Harbor Freight roll of tools. If you need a tool, I go buy the. Did you just take that off?
No.
Oh. I see it. It just went away.
Yeah. So I was trying to read the Harbor Freight roll of tools. If I need a tool, I go buy the cheapest version of Harbor Freight. If I use it that much, it breaks, I go buy a good one. So yeah, I mean, sometimes you might not need the most expensive thing, you know, you just go out and get a whatever to get you through kind of deal. Let's take a minute, pause right there, and let's jump into a commercial. We'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
Hey, Stats, I hope you have a good excuse for being late.
It doesn't matter what you...
Dude, stop that abomination.
I was trying to help bring the wrestling thing back around so people would think you were a shirt. You're not a
fan, man. You only like one wrestler.
I like a lot of them, dude. What are you talking about?
Who's your favorite right now?
Yep.
Britt Baker.
Yep. Britt Baker. Do you watch wrestling, Aaron?
No, I don't even hardly watch TV anymore.
Good for you.
Shit. It's just because my life is my business. Other than that, I go home, play a couple hour or two of video games, and then go to bed and do it all over again. Life
right there, man.
Stats, that's a hell of an excuse, brother. Good for you, man.
What does porch time really stand for?
That's
what I want to know. Nobody sits on the porch with their wife and just sits there, bro.
Dude, it's not 9 o'clock. We can't get into details after dark yet. Calm down.
that's the most Amish excuse I've ever heard.
What, porch?
Yeah, I had some porch time with the wife.
She was churning some butter.
Yeah, and I was playing my fucking banjo.
Go ahead. Oh my god! All right, let's get back on track. We're gonna lose people. Yeah, Cam. Right, porch time or porch time?
Jeez, man, that
don't why not porch time on the porch?
Yeah, right.
Yo, get them hinges some WD-40 quick.
All right, so back to hating on brands.
Fuck them brands.
Them and their rockers.
My biggest thing that I hate about different brands is nut swingers. Like, I hate that shit. It drives me nuts. And it's like people that are just like huge fanboys of a brand and will just buy anything that brand puts out just because.
Yeah.
Man, come on. I'm that way. I won't lie. I mean, the big O comes into mind for me because we've been nut swinging on that one since the very beginning. Ooh,
wow. Yeah, but they at least have good products and stuff. It's not like they have like a million different products that all do the exact same shit.
Yeah.
Look, man, I love Davey P, so, and he's just lucky old Burke is a good product. That's all.
Yeah.
Either way, I would have bought it. Davey's just that good of a guy. Is that, I think,
no, but I get what you're saying. But I mean, like, I mean, that's, you know, I think that all goes into, you know, finding something you like. I mean, if, and, you know, if that brand makes everything and you enjoy it, then, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it.
I have a question for both of you.
Yeah.
If somebody is a representative of a brand, mm-hmm, and they act like a complete jackass, like online, in person, they're just a fucking shithead, right? Does that affect you on how you buy from the brand?
If you 100%.
Like that brand, but even if, yes, you like the brand.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've stopped using brands because of either the way that somebody represented it or talked about it or whatever.
Goes along with customer service.
Yeah.
It's like, you might have a good product, but if your customer service is shit, then you're going to not get my business. I don't care. Like, 'cause I guarantee I can find another product out there that acts the exact same.
Yeah, B&B sells to everybody, bro. It's cool.
Yeah.
No, hey, I'm laughing at the same shit you are. Just, I don't know, like, the people who are gonna listen to this aren't gonna fucking know. What? The comments.
Oh, I'm not laughing at the I said B&B sells to the same people, because he said he was talking about, you know, customer service, and you could go out there and find another product that works the same. And I said, yeah, B&B sells to everybody.
Yeah.
Mm. Right, what's in the
so you probably are getting the same product.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just getting it from someone else's marketing it different.
God, man. Cam and Justin just never fail. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I noticed.
It's comment about you and Rennie.
Yeah,
I know I haven't been on into comments lately. At least not on the live.
Yeah. Yeah. You're another one, motherfucker. You know, I had no idea you were ginger until you came on screen. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. So Maddie's got a good one here. So guys hate on brands is stupid. So it's the so is the amount of egos in this game. Grow up, you know. Yeah, you're right, Maddie. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a huge ego thing. And honestly, dude, that's the one thing that it's the one thing that I love about when we travel, right? Because, like, you know, like going to AFO, dude. I mean, everybody's a mafia guy, like, whatever. But take that out of it. There was, what, 30 detailers there, right? 30 businessmen. People who, like, take the mafia away from it. These people are businessmen. And no egos.
And that's a place where you probably would expect a lot of.
Right. Because, like, oh, the whole mafia aspect or whatever, right? But you would think that. But no egos whatsoever, right? And everybody's just happy to hang out with everybody. Everybody's happy to talk to everybody. You know, and some of these other events that we go to, and it's just no egos. It's no drama. But it's like, you know, and maybe it's Facebook, you know.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
Everybody's tough behind a fucking keyboard.
Draws it out of everybody, you know.
Everybody's tough behind a keyboard until it comes time to be face-to-face with that person.
Yeah.
So...
So Stat says, in all seriousness, most of the shit is marketing, and detailers fall for it. Yeah, man, you know, Stats, if you'd have been here for the first 30 minutes.
That's exactly what I said.
Almost. Yeah, we talked about that already. So no, but but it's a good point. Yeah. You know, I'm glad that he, you know, at least, that he said that or whatever. Which this was Cam's. What is it? Most people with egos are that way, as they don't provide anything in life and need to protect themselves. Where'd it go? Protect themselves for their shortfalls. Yeah, exactly. You know, and maybe that's the thing. Maybe you know, maybe they see somebody online who's, you know, putting out great, great work. And then, you know, they see a dreaded bottle on a cart in the video or something that they don't like. And it just, you know, triggers them. And they're like, oh my God, that guy's got to do shitty work because of, you know, whatever. Yeah, could be egos.
Mike Tyson said it best.
Superiority product, huh? Complex.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. There you go, for sure.
Yeah, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. Exactly. All right, Jason, let's jump back into your book of words over there. Let's hear some of the other things that you...
Dude, that, I mean, we pretty much...
We covered it all?
Yeah, because...
We talked all that shit on the phone, and then we...
Look, y'all, you hyped it up, dude. I was like, yo, you need to chill.
you're like, dude, I probably talked for 40
no,
minutes.
No, I did not. Like, no, I did not. I just said I had a lot to say. And, like, there was a part where we already discussed it, just talking about, like, white labeling, you know, like, if a company's white labeling and they try to make it seem better than the product that they're white labeling from, that's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as people figure out what it actually is, it's really going to go downhill.
Yeah.
Right. So let me ask you guys this. Let's say you were a detailer who blindly used whatever, right? Product A. You've used Product A for 2 years or better. Absolutely love it. Rave about it. And now you find out that Product A is actually white labeled from whatever. How does that change the way you all of a sudden start thinking about Product A? And I know we kind of talked about before about as long as it doesn't really matter as long as it's, you know, marketed as it does what it does. So, like, it does what it does. You love it. But now all of a sudden somebody goes, hey, man, did you know that, you know, so-and-so makes that product? And you're like, what? And then, like, you do a little research and you find out about it. You know, does that change the way you think about it? Or do you keep using it because it's been the product you love for the last 2 years?
Well, I'd say... it's not going to change how I feel about the product itself. It's like, if I like it, I like it. But it might just change where I get it from. And I might buy it from the original source. If I like it, if I feel that their customer service is better, like if I don't care about supporting this other brand that I was getting it from and find out, oh, it's just a rebottle of this. It's like, if I can get it same price, or better price, or maybe I like their customer service better or something. Shit, I'll just buy it at the original source.
Yeah, but let's take all the, like Product A has been, you know, great customer service. It's affordable pricing. It's all that stuff. You find out that Plant B makes it, but in order to buy it from Plant B, you need to buy like 55 gallon drums. You know, you need to basically buy it as your own. Like, so you're not going to be able to go and buy it from there. Now, do you just go, well, you know, fuck Product A company. I'm going to go over here to Product C, who makes a very similar product, but I know that they actually make it and it's not white labeled from something.
That's go with whoever's cheaper, bro. Honestly, like, if I know that they're all the fucking same, like there's a compound that is a white label from another compound. I won't drop any names.
There's a lot of compounds white labeled from a lot of.
But I would still use it, whichever I can get cheaper at that time. You know.
Okay.
That's honestly.
So for you at that point, it screw the 2 years of you fucking loving this product. Now all of a sudden it's like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna go find it cheaper then.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you have just found it cheaper before? Like,
why didn't I have that information about it being known to be that product?
But that's the thing. Like, why does that change? Because then again, it comes down to how much money
I can save. I don't care if it's white labeled or not. If it's the same fucking shit, where can I get it cheaper? The fuck?
Okay. I just want to make sure that now all of a sudden you're not hating on that brand because now you found out that they're white labeled.
No, I mean, I'm not saying these are the reasons why I hate brands. This is what I think happens are my assumption of why other people hate brands, because I see it all the time. I actually used to be that person, and now I'm not, because I'm fucking, you know, not a dumbass anymore. So, like, that's just talking from my perspective and what I see online.
Okay, I got you. I'm just making sure I understand you right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I found out something was just white labeled something else, but I was super happy with the product, I probably wouldn't care.
Yeah.
It still just keep using it. If I was happy with the customer service, I liked the person who is marketing it, or at least representing it, and liked how it performed, then it's like, I'm happy with it. Just keep fucking using it. It's not a big deal. It's like, okay, it's made by them. Obviously, this person that's marketing it knew it was a good product, felt that they could market it a little better.
No, exactly. And secret time for everybody listening. All your favorite products are probably made by somebody else.
Yes.
Secret time.
Like, this is the best product, and it's like, well, that's the same one over there. So are they the best too? No. Yeah. Why? Yeah. Well, because it's not them. That's why.
Oh shit! Noxie's watching. Fuck. We better tighten up. Noxie's watching. What's up, Noxie? We missed you.
Ginger watching and a ginger on. There's just too many gingers right now. Noxie needs to go. Sorry, bud.
Damn it, fucking threw me off with the
dog. You got a chub over there or something, dude? Can't concentrate?
No, I just lost my train of thought because you went on a ginger rant.
Okay, Noxie, he's up to this guy.
He's up over there, Cartman. so what are some things that have led you guys to, you know, use a brand or try a product or something like that? You know, is it, you know, like fancy, flashy labeling? Is it the marketing that's done, or is it word of mouth? You know, that somebody that you either trust or kind of respect in the industry or whatever says, hey, this is a great product. You know, you should really give it a try and check it out.
I say it's a little bit of everything, and it varies from brand to brand. I'm sure there's some products I use that I use just because someone else recommended it, and it's like, yeah, shit, this actually works pretty damn good. Yeah. And there's others that I started using just because of I like to support the person behind it. And then there's other products that maybe I thought the marketing was cool, and that's what caught my initial attention. And then it's like, as I looked more into it, be like, okay, I actually like this group of people too, but marketing is what originally got my attention.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You know, marketing does play a big role in it. I mean, think about when, and you know, this will probably be the first time I mention any name brands on here other than most Ball Wagon or whatever, Oberk. But think about Chemical Guys when they came out with their stripper scent. Dude, how many fucking people?
Oh man, that shit smells just so good.
Just because, right? Like, they were sold out of it, you know? Like, you know, and that's all just marketing.
That really gets sold out?
Oh, dude, I remember there was like plenty of times when, like, you know, that people were complaining that they couldn't get it because it was sold out. Yeah,
I'm pretty. They don't have the stripper scent anymore, but I'm pretty sure all they did was rename it to Signature Series.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's all they did because I'm pretty certain it's the same stuff.
That's wild.
I never bought any of it, but you know, I didn't want
to. I kind of want one now just to have it. You know,
I didn't want my car smelling like sweaty. Damn it,
where you at?
Sweaty underwear, used dollar bills, and failed hopes and dreams.
Hey, Masterson's has the hemp one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hemp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight smells like weed.
Yeah. If you want your car to, I don't know. I guess if you smoke marijuana, it doesn't make any difference, but I don't know why.
Wait. This is an air freshener designed to smell like weed.
Masterson has it.
If you want to go on prank, if you want to go play a prank on someone,
that's not a cool fucking prank.
Oh, at all. Dude. You just gave me a great idea for the next time we go on a trip, because Jason already got pulled out of the body detector thing. I'm gonna hit Jason with a spritz of that stuff before he goes through the dog, like when you have to walk through the dogs. Like, we didn't do that this time, Jason, but sometimes they have dogs there.
I know that you have to
walk through, and the dogs like smell your bags and stuff.
I'll fucking hurt you, dude. I'll legit you up and then go to jail for that.
Yeah, but at the same time, I could see people getting it just that are like smoking in their car and then get stopped by the cops and be like, no, I swear, it's just this air freshener.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, that is pretty ingenious. I'm not going to lie, but I mean. Yeah.
He has one that smells like alcohol, too.
Come on, fuck.
Dude. Things you don't want in your car, things that smell like alcohol and things that smell like weed. Like, I mean,
look, that's why I hate that brand, because of stupid shit like that.
But you know
what? But it sells.
But the marketing is genius. And
what? How do you market that?
Easy. They go, it smells like weed. People are like, holy shit.
The weed one. You advertise for full. I can't even fucking speak for 420. Yeah. And just because of that,
what do you do with the hilarious alcohol one? Fucking marketing at AA meetings?
I don't know about that one.
I mean, but come on, dude. Like, oh, we know you're trying to get sober, but here's this. It smells like fucking liquor.
Yeah.
And I know Chemical Guys has one exactly like that, too. I've seen it on their site.
Oh, I haven't heard the liquor thing one, but I do know the. I know Masterson's had the weed one, but let's go take our last commercial break and we'll come back and wrap this up. We'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all-new mitt on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube, check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel pawl for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right. All right. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I got to say. You guys got anything else you want to wrap up on as we got this last little 4 minutes and some change to end the show?
Alex, no. You got a theme song yet?
Do I have a theme song?
Yeah, your personal theme song.
Oh, yeah. Man. So we haven't talked about. I don't think we talked about it on the podcast.
Questions in a while, man.
I know.
Yeah, because
that's why I'm bringing it up.
Because I haven't done a Q&A since forever.
We can do it on here too, man. Shit.
Well, we can. Yeah. So after some deliberate thinking. And, you know, just realizing I told Jason this on a phone call. My theme song is the theme song. I mean, what better song fits me than I'm a detailer. I'm a detailer washing cars. Easy for me. My daughter sings it so much better. But yeah, that's my theme song. I'm a detailer by Haley Russell. Music by Justin Cox.
I guess that's a better choice than what I've been telling everyone your theme song is.
Oh yeah. What have you been telling everybody?
I've been telling.
Why are you petting your brush?
Yeah.
I don't know. But
good brush.
He doesn't have a cat. I'll
paint you in the back after this.
I've been telling everyone Alex's theme song is the My Little Pony song.
I don't even know My Little Pony. Can you sing it?
My Little Pony. Ooh, ooh.
You know it?
That's all I know. Did I have a daughter? Did you know how much? You know how many times I had to watch My Little Ponies because Haley played with my. She had like every single little My Little Pony. Like, yeah, I don't know. What's yours, Aaron? What's your theme song?
I was actually trying to figure that out.
Or what's your fight song or your go to the ring song or whatever?
Damn, I'm not really. Sure.
See, all this time to ask me, and you can't even.
I know. I know. Well, I knew you hadn't asked it in a while, and that's why I even brought it up. But I'd also been trying to figure it out. And I mean, there's a couple songs I really like, but I don't really think they really say like talk about who I am or whatever.
Right.
But like songs that get me hyped up. Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, man. Just hearing it in my head now makes me want to go get up.
So I love the story of that for Woodstock. Woodstock 99 or whatever it was. So the people from Woodstock like went to Fred Durst and was like, look, like shit's getting out of hand. We need you to go on stage and calm everybody down. Like, you know, talk to them, let them know. And this motherfucker goes out and plays Break Stuff.
And everyone just goes, ape shit.
Rioted. Yeah.
Everything got destroyed.
Yeah.
That's not what we told him to do.
That's how you make Woodstock memorable.
Yeah, exactly.
It sure the fuck was. Yeah.
It's made a whole documentary about it.
Yeah. That was a good doc, too.
It was.
I like that one.
It was.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Speaking of Limp Bizkit, I actually heard that the last video of the Twin Towers was actually in one of their music videos. I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, wow. I'm waiting for them. They're supposed to be coming out with new music. The Dad Rock album or whatever it is.
Hmm.
They were supposed to do. They released like one new song like last year, Lollapalooza, or 2 years ago, Lollapalooza, or whatever, when Fred Durst came out with the mustache and the white New Balances.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Plaid shirt looking like Dad Rock.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly. So. All right, gents. Aaron, appreciate you for jumping on and doing this with us. Hopefully. You know, I don't know. These are all just roundtable discussions between three people and, you know, a couple of people in the chat. So hopefully we had some good information. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it.
Hopefully nobody was offended.
Yeah.
If you were, that was just a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah. And hey, maybe we change some people's mind and we'll have some more love for some different brands instead of hate. So.
Yeah, and don't worry about the detailer down the street. Who gives shit about them?
Exactly. Fuck them anyways.
They don't know this.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. Aaron, you want to give any shout-outs? You want to give out any shout-outs, anything, if anybody wants to talk to you? Where they find you at?
Sure. My business is The Final Touch. TheFinalTouchAutoDetailing.com. You can... Yeah, go through my website. It has all my other social media links. God, I need to actually start doing videos again. Hopefully going to make one with this giant truck I'm doing.
Yeah.
Other things that I'm going to throw out there real quick, is if you want to be, if you're just starting out and you want to know a easy way to be successful, look around in your, area as to who's the most successful in the area. Look how often they're posted on social media. Be more active than them. You're going to get noticed just based on that alone. And then the other thing, use ChatGPT or any chatbot. So if you can't think of something to make a post, I actually do it quite often, actually. If I know I need to make a post, I haven't made a post in a week or so, I'll go onto my little chat AI thing and like make a post for Facebook or make a post for Instagram.
Yeah.
For an auto detail shop, and then quotations, put my shop name in there and then give it a very vague topic of what to talk about. And yeah. Then about 10 seconds later, boop, here's this long post. And I read it over. In fact, it actually reads it out to me verbally. And then if I like it, cool. If there's a couple things I want to change, no big deal. Just copy it, paste it into the business thing for Facebook that'll automatically post to Instagram at the same time. And if there's something I would need to change, change it. Cool. And like, you can even ask it to choose the like top 10 hashtags for your immediate area, and it'll give them to you.
Nice. I did one the other day. I asked it to write a SEO blog post for an auto detailing website, and wrote like a whole blog post with all the SEO words that you know you need.
Yeah. Speaking of wrestling, how you guys are doing those wrestling themed shirts?
Mm-hmm.
I actually did that with a post for. I wanted a post talking about the importance of washing your car, and like every so often, and why you shouldn't go through a tunnel wash, why you should hand wash it, and the process for hand washing, but in the voice of Randy Savage.
And no, yeah.
And it gave it to me.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I even did one for Hulk Hogan and a couple others just to see what it would come out with. And it's like, yeah, it's legit as if they were saying it.
Yeah. That's good shit. All right, man. Well, listen, we appreciate you jumping on. I know you're still at the shop, and you need to probably go finish that big-ass pavement princess. So,
oh, it's going to be here tomorrow, too.
Yeah, go get that taken care of, man, and we'll talk to you later, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Have a good one. Bye.
All right, man. So, hate on brands. Hopefully,
I'm hating on fucking AI, man. I don't like AI.
Why?
Well, as a
dude, it should make your should
as
make
an inspiring your... graphic designer. You know, I kind of don't like AI because.
But you should.
All,
you,
it makes
you
people
be able to
stupid,
use it.
And it makes people uncreative.
Well, true, but honestly, if you don't know the right things to say or the right way to do it or whatever, I mean, let's be
using
honest.
It sometimes, but there's a lot of people who like rely
let's,
on.
Let's
it.
Be honest. Let's be honest. You could probably for if you. You know, again, if you like Aaron was saying, you know, with like social media posts and stuff like that, if you don't have somebody who's making those posts for you, you know, you don't have a social media person or you don't have a website person or things like that, and you don't know the right, you could go into ChatGPT and type all that shit in, and it will do it for you. All you have to do is copy and paste it.
Takes away our jobs, man. Fuck these fucking robots and shit.
Dude, you're not. That's not even what you're going to do. It can't do graphic design. It can't. Dude,
AI can do anything.
Right? Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. Because they do have those ones where it's making it like you can tell it to make a video now, and it'll make a video.
It can do everything. It's gonna fucking take over.
Listen, James Cameron tried to warn us back in 1980, something or other.
Yeah, I know.
It's coming.
They got fucking real robots out there now that look like humans. And I'm like, no, dude, don't stop doing that shit.
Listen, we got aliens now, bro.
Haven't you fucking seen iRobot?
Yeah.
Jesus, Terminator? The shits are not good. Stop making robots.
All right, man. Wait till they make spider robots.
I'm just going to off myself.
Yeah, but would that bother you if it was a spider robot, just an eight-legged robot? Or is it, or does it need to be like,
if it looked realistic, spider? Yes. But if it looked like a clanky fucking robot, no.
I think that little kid that got the spider dumped on him, I think there was an old home video from you, right? Like that's where it triggered it.
No.
You saw that video, right?
Yep. Poor kid, dude. that kid's gonna be scarred for life. I know because something similar happened to me like that.
Yeah.
That kid's gonna be scarred for fucking life. Hmm. That poor kid's soul left his body. I saw it. I felt it. I felt that shit.
You're like, we have a connection now.
Dude, instant. It was like, dude, I feel that fear, dude, more than you know. Quickly. I'll quickly do it. My cousin, when I was a baby, one, between the ages of 1 and 6 months and 1 year old, I got put in my fucking high chair by my aunt. And my cousin, who was an asshole, had a pet tarantula. And he used to throw it on my little tabletop that, you know, locked you into the high chair. And it used to just crawl there. So that's why I'm petrified of these things.
Dude, 6 months to a year, you were all like, ugh. You didn't probably didn't even know what the
hell
was going
on. Well, then I was maybe between 1 and 2. I know it happened because it's a traumatic experience that I've been living with for 30-some-odd years. So there you go.
All right. That was a good story. All right, everybody. We appreciate it. Road to 100K. 400 here more. We'll have that by, hopefully we do that by Friday. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button anywhere that you are listening to us. Leave us a 5-star review. If you want to be a guest, please go send an email to detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com. And then I can reach out to you and set it up. Tom, what are you laughing about?
So Aaron responded to the whole, why is he petting his brush? Because I had it on my desk and I had trouble sitting still. And then Justin said, yes, better than you playing with something else.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Have a good day, week, night, whatever, whenever you're listening to this. We appreciate it. Take care. Bye.
Peace.